Before the Big Bang, there was nothing, literally nothing. And then something happened, triggering the most colossal explosion in history. In a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, the universe grew from the size of that tiny point to something billions of miles across. This colossal blast created everything, all the matter we see in the universe today.
First off, nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. But we're supposed to believe that in a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, the universe went from smaller than a period on a page to something billions of miles across? That is trillions of times faster than the speed of light. And so nothing can travel faster than the speed of light.
The most widely accepted explanation is the Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory states that the universe began as a hot and infinitely dense point. Only a few millimeters wide, it was similar to a supercharged black hole. About 13.7 billion years ago, this tiny singularity violently exploded. And it is from this explosion, this bang, that all matter, energy, space, and time were created.
326 million trillion gallons of water exist on Earth alone. And so to say that all of those gallons of water were compressed down to an infinitesimal amount of space, smaller than a single proton? Anybody who believes that, it just goes to show they don't even understand what basic scientific law even is. Because it doesn't take a genius to figure out that water can only be compressed past a certain point. In fact, it can hardly be compressed at all. And so, interestingly enough, NASA has also stated that even though the Big Bang Theory has been widely accepted, it will probably never be proven. So even NASA admits that the Big Bang Theory, which they all believe in, will probably never be proven. Do you know why? Because it's not provable, because it's not science, because it's not true. It's indefensible on every level, and that's exactly why they said that it will probably never be proven. And they even went on to say that consequentially, this leaves people with a number of tough and unanswered questions. So people will continuously come to me on the internet and beg me for answers about the Bible and beg me for answers about why Christianity is true. But the real unanswered questions, the unanswerable questions, are within the Big Bang cosmological model itself. It has failed the scientific method. It is non-repeatable. Remember, in order for something to be science, it has to be demonstrable, testable, and repeatable. There's no way that we could repeat the Big Bang cosmologically. And that means that it is not science. It is a religion that people believe in, that people put their trust in. See, the Big Bang actually states that out of nothing, everything was produced by nothing.
Before the Big Bang, there was nothing. Literally nothing.
That there was no cause in the beginning. If you take an atheistic perspective of it, that would mean that nothing caused the explosion of time, space, and matter. At least according to theistic evolution, they believe that there was something there that caused the expansion of time, space, and nature, something that caused everything to come into existence via an explosion. So that's a little more rational than nobody causing an explosion that created time, space, and nature. And so if you take an atheistic perspective of the Big Bang, you're actually taking a mystical and magical approach to understanding the universe. It is magic to say that something just created itself from nothing, yet that's the very thing that atheists believe.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Ready?
Now, I know a lot of people say that they believe in science, and they believe that there's no God, and that they're skeptics. But a true skeptic is somebody that's actually skeptical of demonstrated lies that have been told to them. Lies such as the Big Bang cosmological model, something that we know could not have happened, something that we know is not true, objectively.
Today, we're going to be responding to a 22-year-old pastor named Matt Powell. There is no logic at all into believing that one day God just decided to poof us into existence.
You're describing what the Big Bang teaches. It was literally a poof. So when you say there's no logic at all into believing that one day we are just poofed into existence, that's what the Big Bang teaches.
I mean, we're actually dealing with a crowd of people that believes in flat-out magic. But of course, they will spew their own confusion with themselves onto the Christians. They will accuse us of believing in mysticism and magic, when in reality, they're the ones who believe in superstition and a magical imaginary process that we've never observed and that we never will observe because it's not science, because it's not true. Folks, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It's much more powerful and is much more scientific than in the beginning, an explosion from an infinitely dense hot point created time, space, and nature and everything that we see today. Remember, according to them, all of the stars, planets, galaxies, and oceans, everything that we see in the universe would have had to have been compacted down into an infinitely dense hot point. And if this infinitely dense hot point exploded, it would only shoot out smaller particles than what was contained in the center. Think about it. If you have an explosion from a center point, all you have is little pieces of whatever exploded flying off. But according to them, these pieces of energy somehow formed into matter. They morphed themselves into planets, stars, oceans, galaxies, goo to the zoo, to you and I. I mean, it is just crazy.
The fact that people could be so deceived and so tricked is proof that Satan does exist. People say, "You're so superstitious, Matt. You believe in the devil?" The Bible says he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The fact that you're making fun of Christianity and making fun of the Bible while buying into such huge lies proves that only Satan could deceive you that bad.
I mean, we're actually dealing with a crowd of people that believes in flat-out magic.